I don't have any other children.
how
Ella does. Okay, I have a job. All right, nobody else wants to help me here. I have a job. I want you to pass these out, just one per person, and go pass them out. You can pass them to the choir, you can pass them out to grown-ups. You won't have enough for everybody, just one per person. Go pass them all out. Figured that might be a little hard for you. You might want to eat them. Yeah, yeah. What you got? You got popcorn?
Puffs.
Puffs, oh.
Little puffs.
Are you eating the teacher? She got a stuffy nose.
She just wanted to play with it.
That coin is a denarius. We hear about them in the Bible stories. Oops, they got away from you, didn't they, Lane? Yeah. Just go ahead and pass them out. You want to pass them out to the choir people up there? Yeah, just one per person. Go ahead and give them. Give them out. There you go. There you go. Paying everybody. Lots of people waiting for their pay. Yeah. Okay. Now, for handling my payroll, I'm going to pay you. Yeah. See, I have one box of raisins for Ella and one box of raisins. Okay. Okay, let's pretend these are M&Ms, okay? Can we just for a few minutes pretend they're M&Ms, okay? Because I'm going to give all the rest of the M&Ms to you. Now, is that fair to Cora? Oops. Is that fair that I paid Ella and I paid Lane, but I didn't pay Cora? No, it isn't, is it? We're reading a story in the Bible today, and in Sunday school you'll read the same story where some people worked a little bit and some people worked a lot, and they all got the same pay. They all got one denarius. Okay? Just pretend they're M&Ms. Trust me, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. You can share them with somebody else that likes raisins later. Okay. Because God wants to make sure that everybody has enough to eat. Yeah, you can leave them there. That's okay. God wants to make sure that everybody has enough to eat. She's okay. She's okay. She's got her coin too. So we know that God loves everybody because God wants to make sure everybody has enough to eat. Okay, let's share a prayer. Very long here. Let's share a prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, we thank you that you came and taught us lessons that we could understand. We thank you that you want everybody to have enough to eat. We ask you to watch over these children, watch over all our children everywhere. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can take a fun thing out of the basket, and then Mr. Bill has plans for you. And he's over there waiting for you. And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16, Jesus is teaching. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Here ends the reading from Matthew 20. My message this morning is called Just Plus. Wow, this is unfair. How mean to give the day-long workers the same page as the same wage as the hour-long workers. Unless, and this is a big question, unless money is not the point. Remember that prayer Jesus taught, "Give us this day our daily bread"? Our Maker loves us and cares for us and knows we need to eat. However, it seems God does not place as high a priority on buying up more acreage, accumulating funds in our pensions, or saving for that sunny winter vacation. Give us this day our daily bread. During the time of Jesus, the daily wage for a common laborer was a denarius, enough to buy bread for your family, but not enough to stash away. How horribly unfair that the men who worked hard all day in that hot sun got a denarius, just the same as the Johnny-come-lates who worked an hour. Unless, and this is the big question, unless money is not the point. How does our provider feed most of us? We have or had jobs which pay us money to file contracts, teach school, or build widgets. We take home a paycheck from said job to buy bread and sweaters and a roof overhead. Give us this day our daily bread. Therefore, the men standing all day in the marketplace, hoping a landowner would hire them, earned enough to bring home wheat or barley to feed their families that day. From the perspective of the day-long workers, it seems their hourly wage pales in contrast with the latecomers. Picture, though, the benevolent source of all, smiling in satisfaction that all those families would eat. You see, God loves the energetic, healthy, assertive young men who approach the landowner at daybreak, eager to work in his vineyard. God also loves the bashful, stuttering, limping man who kept his eyes down and merely nodded when chosen to work at midday. As well, the Holy One cares for the old man with failing strength who does his best to feed his daughter-in-law and all those grandbabies, even if he has to wait until late afternoon for a job. God also loves that terribly imperfect fellow with a hangover who lay half awake in the market, hoping somehow he could provide barley for his elderly parents. A denarius. The King James translation calls it a penny. It was a Roman silver coin that represented a worker's daily wage. The value long held steady until Emperor Nero in the second half of the first century. The wealthy could buy pure wheat and have their servants winnow out all the chaff and hulls for a soft, light bread baked in their oven. Poor people often bought cheaper barley, maybe even lentil beans or millet. They ground it up whole, mixed it with a little old dough to make it rise, and baked it on a hot stone or iron griddle. Most people in biblical times were poor. If your family was on the edge of hunger, a day's wage meant daily bread. Poverty. The prophets tell us over and over, poverty is an issue of justice. From Isaiah 10, "Ah, you who make iniquitous decrees, who write oppressive statutes to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their rights, that widows may be your spoil and that you may make orphans your prey." In other words, those who pass unjust laws, those who use those unbiased laws to accumulate the vulnerable and their property, are judged as unjust by our God. Perhaps you've heard of the biblical concept of Jubilee. During Jubilee years, those who had been sold to cover debts were set free. Land that had been sold or confiscated to pay debts were returned to the family that belonged on that land. Otherwise, the means of production, the power to earn a living, became concentrated in the hands of a few, and people went hungry. What might Jubilee mean in 2014? In the 8th century before Christ, land increasingly was owned by a few, and the poor could hope only to be sharecroppers on their family's lost inheritance. The prophets Amos, Isaiah, and Micah railed against this injustice. Our heavenly judge wanted every child to grow up healthy, every family to have this day's bread. The prophet Micah in chapter 6 told us that God did not want bulls, rams, or barrels of oil as sacrifices. The Lord, quote, "has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." Today, CEOs believe wage imbalance, they are making hundreds of times the pay of their typical workers, is fair because they make the big decisions. They hold the reins of hundreds or thousands of employees and report to stockholders in the bottom line. What would Jesus say about such CEO pay? When the poor cannot find full-time work, when the working class lose their homes and the food pantry shelves are empty, injustice has taken over. When mothers and fathers are working too few hours for too little pay, God hears their cries late at night. God sees their shame at the WIC office and the food pantry. God knows the tension the fear, the anger, and even violence behind those closed doors. Remember, it is not about money, but enough. With the bounty all around us, should anyone need to worry about having shelter, medicine, and food? A recent study found a majority of America's low-wage workers are victims of wage theft. They are clocked out early or not paid for recorded hours. Their tips are stolen by managers, or those already working not enough hours at minimum wage are paid with debit cards that charge a fee every time they are used. A majority of those making minimum wage are cheated of what little they earned. One of my undergraduate courses compared the North American neighbors, Mexico, the USA, and Canada. Our professor lived part of the year in Canada. He contrasted how the homeless are cared for in Canada. He said, of course, all are sheltered because otherwise they would freeze. The cultural assumption in Canada is that everyone needs a warm bed. By contrast, in many cities in the USA, we have laws managing the homeless. You are not allowed to feed people for free in the town square. Cities are buying spike beds to lay under bridges to make sure no one can sleep there. Several studies have compared the economic impacts and determined it is cheaper to give the homeless basic food and shelter than to pay the costs of homelessness, police, jails, emergency rooms, vandalism, and stolen property. Oh, but that conflicts with our sense of what is right. Like those all-day workers in the story Jesus told, we do not want anyone to have the luxury of a warm bed and a hot meal unless they've worked long hours in the baking sun like we did. Our job here in God's house is to listen for God's voice, the Lord's opinion, divine justice. Like every other all-day laborer, we resent the freeloaders. It sticks in our craw to feed those who lay in the gutter drunk all day. If you'd rather spend your dollars on OxyContin or heroin than pay the rent, you should be out in the cold. Yeah, that's what we think. Remember Gary Dickerson complimented me a while back. He said he'd found a minister who preached not what people wanted to hear, but what they needed to hear. Before I graduated from seminary, revitalization specialist Reverend David Plant kept trying to send me to congregations torn to shreds by conflict and long-term strife. I asked him why he was trying to send me to kamikaze churches. Dave said, because you are fearless. No, I'm not. No more than you do I like this word or serving it up. God does not care much about my opinion, my pension, my new dishwasher, or my scuba vacation. Our provider cares for everyone. God wants each child to grow up safe and healthy. Gandhi said there is enough for everyone's need, but not enough for everyone's greed. Those who were paid last, quote, and when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. That was his story, his parable. Jesus understood the crowd before him and those of us listening today. We do not want that limping guy or that hungover fellow who each worked barely an hour to have enough to feed his family tomorrow. Jesus knows we do not think that that family that went too deeply into debt 20 years ago should get back their home. Jesus is the landowner who does not care what we think. Jesus told us this story to correct our thinking. Jesus is here to correct our notion of justice. Jesus cares about the man or woman going home without enough to pay the rent. Jesus cares about the parent snapping at the kids because there's nothing in the fridge. God's justice is everyone having enough. No matter how we value that person, his legal status, his prison record, her morals, his work ethic, her addiction, we are here in God's house to be reminded that everyone is created in God's image, loved by their Creator, deserving of divine justice. Everyone deserves a warm bed and a hot meal, no matter what we think. Amen.